a minor expert on many things like gardening, finding books for middle schoolers that they want to read, and thrifting.
Ooh.
I'm a middle school reading specialist in Wisconsin, where I live with my 3 children.
Okay. Well, hi, I'm Leah, and I'm a minor expert at a whole lot of things, but not a major expert at much of anything. That said, I've been teaching for 35 plus years, so I hope that does qualify me for some kind of expertise medal. I teach at an international school in Beijing, China, where I live with my sweetheart of 30 plus years and our 16 and 18 year old daughters.
We're the two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
More uses for steel wool and check some cookbooks out of the library.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Feeling good about our minor expertise.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
So, Leah, my tip today involves the library and cookbooks.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you're like me and you've purchased some cookbooks and, like, you've made nothing out of them because they look super cool and you're like, oh, well, this looks good, and then it's not. So what you need to do is you need to check out your cookbooks before you buy them.
Oh, yeah.
I just recently did this. I put a bunch of cookbooks on hold. Mm-hmm. I put an Ina Garten. Is that her name? Ina Garten?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So I checked out one of her cookbooks that was like simple and quick meals. And it's like, no, these are not simple and quick. They like had... you know, like roast duck with caramelized, you know, peas.
Nine.
So
Duncan.
I guess Ina and her husband Jeffrey want to eat that, but that's not like, I don't want, no one wants that here.
No.
I did check out also the Pioneer Woman's new cookbook, Leah. It's called Super Easy 120 Shortcut Recipes for Dinners, Desserts, and More.
Uh-huh.
And yes.
Yes.
All the recipes I've made, like the kids have all eaten them. Yeah, they've eaten all the food. They're like, oh, this is so nice, Mom. So I am going to purchase that cookbook.
Okay, good.
Also, Julia Tertian, I've recommended one of her cookbooks before that I absolutely love. So I'm like, why don't I check out her first cookbook, Simple Victories?
Okay.
And no, I returned that one. I kind of felt like it was just, I don't know. It was just like, no, I returned it.
Okay.
So I also went through a phase during the beginning part of the pandemic, Leah, where I checked out piles of Jamie Oliver's cookbooks because I simply liked looking at them.
Oh,
and I never made one recipe.
Right. Yeah. Good thing you didn't buy them, right?
Yeah. Good thing I didn't buy them. So,
Well, that's a great tip. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Check them out before you buy them. I love it. Okay.
What else could you tell us to do with steel wool?
Well, yes, what else could indeed. So a few weeks ago, I gave the tip on the on an episode about steel wooling your vegetables to clean them using the mesh, like not the nasty steel wool. And this tip is actually about the steel wool that actually has that grit to it, you know, that comes apart into like little kind of sharp pins, you know what I mean?
Neat. What are we going to do with this?
Well, okay. Well, this is from my favorite, not so much, but I always read it on my Flipster app from the Seattle Public Library, Real Simple April 2022.
Oh.
This is the Real Simple. I like to make fun of this magazine because it's real simple for rich people, right? Because these real simple tips they're kind of silly. But anyway, this steel wool tip made me giggle and it could be practical. Yes.
though, Leah, I would like to backtrack and rewind. Remember when you read the Real Simple article on chip dust?
That was not Real Simple. That was Cosmo 80.
Well, I was making... Leonard had some of his friends over, and they didn't eat all the Doritos. Uh-huh. So I opened the bag and ate the rest of the Doritos. And I looked in there, and there was Doritos chip dust. And I'm like, now what did Leah say to do?
Put it on a cake.
I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, put it on a cake. Put it on a casserole.
Put it in your hair. No. Use it as rouge.
I know. Oh, so anyway, gosh. I'm really looking forward to this tip.
Okay. Well, it is not a Cosmo tip, so it won't be quite as titillating. Okay. But okay. So here are some of the things you can do with steel wool. You can sharpen your scissors. So all you need to do is just chop away at the bristles with scissors for a minute or so, and you will have sharpened scissors. Because, you know, I'm always thinking about sharpening my scissors.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's good.
How about this, Edie? This one's for you, a gardener. Clean the metal ends of garden hoses and spigots. So your hose should attach seamlessly to the spigot once it's scrubbed. Do you have this problem as a gardener?
No.
Okay. Never mind then. Moving right along.
If I have that problem, I buy a new hose.
Yeah, well, you don't need to. You can save money.
I don't need to anymore.
No. Okay. Just remember the steel wool. Okay, here's one more. Seal gaps under the sink to keep pests out. Now, I do like this one because at our little condo in Madison, we had a few little meesies there that were quite concerning to me, that really, really stressed me out. Remember in the cutlery drawer, it would open and there'd be a mouse. Oh my gosh. So mice, Edie, will not enjoy chomping through the wool. So it's a great deterrent.
But how do you know that's where they were getting in? Do you just
wherever there are where you see the mice is where they're getting in, maybe, right? So just find gaps in your under your sink or in your cutlery drawer, wherever you might see some little pests. I don't know. Okay, how about this? Smooth out plastic cutting boards. So if you notice that there is fraying plastic on your cutting boards, simply sand it away.
I don't think that's healthy to sand plastic and then cut your chicken on it.
Oh, that's a good point. You get metal.
Yeah, with steel wool. You're going to eat that steel wool and it's going to rip
shrapnel
your esophagus.
Yeah, okay. Never mind then. Okay. Well, it was a silly tip. All right. Once again, 0 for 0 with our... What's this magazine called again that I read consistently and I pretend to hate, but I kind of like? What is it? Real Simple.
Real Simple. Yeah.
When I like to pretend that I'm domestic, I read it, which I am anything but. Okay, so Edie, do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune? It's time for Campfire Chat. Leah, so often we think we have to be the best at everything.
Or we think we're not good at anything.
So, yes, that's totally true. Mm-hmm. Today we thought we could chat about things that we're knowledgeable or good at that bring us some joy. And I also like things that we're minor experts in.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, not major experts. And then I also thought we could talk about what would, to be curious and what would we like to become a minor expert in. We should keep growing.
Oh, okay. All right. I like that. I haven't thought about it, but okay.
Get thinking.
Yeah, get thinking. We also want to help remind you that you do have some skills and some know-how yourself. Sometimes we forget. Edie, I never learned how to change a tire or start a campfire Well, actually, I think I did learn both, but I decided to forget. But I actually can, right? Like, we learn these skills that our dads or our husbands or whomever think that we should know, but we're not really listening when they teach us, right? It's like, well, somebody will always do that for me, or I'll pay somebody to do that. I don't know. But anyway, I can think of quite a few things that I can do rather successfully that make me feel kind of good about myself.
Yeah, it's a good thing to know what your friends are minor experts in because, you know, if you need some knowledge, then you can talk to them.
That's true. So you can consult with us on any of these things we're going to discuss. For example, Edie, did you know that I am actually a very knowledgeable person in the celebrity realm?
Well, like you know I knew that.
Okay.
So, none of your minor expertises are going to shock me.
Okay, you're probably right. Well, yeah. You know, when I was a kid and growing up in Canada, we didn't get the magazines that you guys got in the States. And I was always insanely jealous. Like, we would cross the border sometimes and go see my cousins or whatever. We'd go buy milk in Bellingham. Dairy was very cheap just across the border from where we lived. So anyway, we'd go get gas and milk. But I would look at these magazine racks and sometimes buy magazines because they were so cheap, but we couldn't subscribe to them in Canada because they were so expensive. And I just had this fascination for celeb magazines. So Us Weekly, People Magazine. Oh, okay. I don't know if you hear this, listeners, pod listeners, but I'm actually podcasting these days in our daughter's bathroom because it's, well, because we're podcasting in the mornings these days and my family is still sleeping, or my time mornings, Edie's nighttime. And right now the neighbor above us seems to be having a shower. So apologies for the ambient noise.
It sounded like you were being flushed down the toilet, Leah.
Well, I will confirm that I am not sitting on the toilet as I record, but pretty close to it. Speaking of bathrooms, one of the things when I met my sweetheart and we ended up living in the States for some time that I immediately did was I subscribed to many of these celebrity magazines and had them delivered to the house, and I loved it so very much. And on Fridays, Edie, I would come home from my job teaching grade 7 at Groveland Elementary School in St. Paul, and I would slip into the tub and I would read that People magazine as a treat at the end of the week, and it was the best moment. It was just like the happiest, you know, half an hour of my week. I loved it so much. So over the years, I have accrued a lot of knowledge about celebrity gossip and about celebrities, even though I don't like watch very many movies or even know who half the celebrities are or what they're in. I still know a lot about them, and I just love it. It makes me happy. So, yeah. And now that I have my Flipster app, I can read all of these magazines every week. I can read Star, People, and Us. And, I'm not necessarily proud of that, but I am an expert in the celeb gossip world.
All right. Well, Leah, I am going to just list off the things that I'm a minor expert in.
Okay.
I'm a minor expert in Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Yes, you
are.
I'm
an expert in coffee makers and making coffee. I'm an expert a minor expert.
Okay.
A minor expert in collaging.
Yes.
And am I a minor expert in Hall & Oates or
no,
a major expert?
You're major. Come on. Come on, give yourself more credit. You're just being shy.
I'm just being shy. Okay, I'm a major fan. So those three things, I feel like I'm a minor expert in them.
Okay.
So anyone can come to me for, you know, some tips and tricks.
All right. Okay, well, let me give you my list quickly then, too, other than celebrity knowledge, general celebrity knowledge. I'm an expert in crossword puzzles. New York Times specifically. I started doing them with my daddy when I was a little girl and continue to this day. Love them. I'm an expert in traveling. I've traveled a lot in my 57 years. Love to travel. I'm not so good at packing, but I know how to travel and how to just sort of fly by the seat of my pants, maybe. I'm quite good at that. I have a little known expertise. I'm known around school about this, but maybe not elsewhere, in editing. I'm very good at editing other people's work, like copy editing stuff. So I edit teachers' report cards all the time, stuff like that. And people come to me to edit their, you know, cover letters and whatnot. Not that I love it, but I'm good at it. I'm also an expert, I would have to say, at reading the room when I'm with people and just kind of knowing when to shut up. Like, a lot of things will pop into my head and I'll almost say them and then I'll stop myself. I'll just realize, this is not productive, or this might hurt somebody's feelings. You can just think it without saying it. So I'm quite good at that. So those are my minor expertises.
Yeah. Okay. I like all of those, Leia.
Yeah.
What I want to become a minor expert in, so I can add to my list.
Yeah.
And I'm working on it. Uh-huh. Is I want to become a minor expert on Dolly Parton. And that's going to be my summer project. I'm going to watch all her movies. I'm going to listen to more of her music. You know?
So good.
I already listened to her book, Song Teller, I believe it is, on Audible. It was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now reading one of her memoirs, and I keep re-listening to her book on Audible called Dream More.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
And also, I want to plan a trip to Dollywood with my kids.
So, oh, so fun.
That we can really be immersed in, you know, Dolly's world, because a lot of her kin works at Dollywood. You know?
Right, her kin. Mm-hmm. And what did we hear recently, too, that she is paying for the education of all of her employees' kids, right?
Yeah.
That's so amazing. Not Dolly.
Of the employees, isn't it?
That's what I mean, the employees.
Oh.
Oh, the employees, but not their kids?
Not their kids.
Okay. I don't know. Sorry.
Because if that's true, I am going to work at Dollywood. I'm quitting my job. I'm going to work at Dolly Splash World, and she can pay for my children to go to school.
Oh, sure enough. Wouldn't that be great? Oh, that'd be so cool. Oh. Well, what would I like to become more of a minor expert in? Let me see. Well, sitting in my children's bathroom, I'm thinking I should become a more of a minor expert in, you know, caulking and cleaning, but never mind. That's not an aspirational thing. I would like to, but I'm also looking in the mirror. So maybe that's why I'm thinking of this, because I'm staring straight into it in this teeny little horrid bathroom. But I would like to become better at knowing how to style my hair. It's I don't know how to use product. I don't know how to use a blow dryer. I feel like my hair has a lot of potential and I don't, you know, utilize it. So I'd like to become an expert with my hair.
Well, there's so many YouTubes that you can watch
about
hair.
Well, it's true, right? Right? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm also an expert at, you know, making popcorn in a variety of forms. You know that. And eating it. I'm an expert at eating popcorn, too. My favorite food group. Anyway, this has been fun, right?
It's been fun.
It's time for the chit-chat challenge of the week.
So last week we talked about revving up our routines. Did you rev up your routine, Leia?
Well, Edie, I am really progressing with my being healthier routine. I've been consistently stretching and I have been getting out and about a lot more, walking. Mm-hmm. The weather's beautiful. It's warm now. And so, yeah, it's my health routine. How about you, Edie?
Well, I was trying to rev up my being focused routine, mm-hmm. So I have been drinking more water,
good.
And I am back to writing my to-do lists, so
excellent.
That's really good.
Excellent. Okay. Well, this week, your challenge is to think about and capitalize on your expertise, minor or major, so it can bring mm-hmm. you and or others joy.
Yes, do it.
Right? I know. So good. You know, I'm going to carry on with my wordling and my crosswording because I just, it just gives me a lot of joy and it's fun to be good at it.
Yes, do it.
Okay, so that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. Plus, if you haven't already, make sure to join our private Facebook group, the Chit Chat Coop.
Yes, please. And that is where we share our challenge of the week, our Chit Chat Challenge, and you can respond to it there. So we would love it if you'd share our podcast with your friends and family on Facebook or any other way.
Thanks as always to Charlotte and you, Leia, for editing the show.
It's a pleasure. Okay, bye-bye.
Clack, clack.